Yo.
What's up, everyone?
What's up, everyone? This is Jack.
And my name's Andres.
And you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Late Night Delights Andres Oyster Review Special Show on 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, sir.
We're back.
We are so back.
Everyone's been waiting on this. A lot of people never thought this day would come. When Andres and I linked up to make one of the craziest radio shows of all time, perhaps. But we're here and it's good. It's fun. We're going crazy in the studio. 10 p.m. Safe harbor hours have begun. So
that's right.
Put the kids away.
This is my home turf.
Yeah. Like. I'm just visiting, you know. But over the years, Andres and I, over the last 2 years, really not that many years, but like I've been in college 2 years. Over the semesters, Andres and I have become good buds. We do the Melisma Music Magazine together. Andres formerly was editor-in-chief. I'm now editor-in-chief. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And we listen to each other's radio shows a lot, I would say. I would say more than most. I listen to your show much more than most other people's.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a beautiful cultural exchange going
on.
It
truly was. You sent me a lot of songs too. I've tapped into a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We've been learning a lot together and apart, but we converge so often. And we have a pretty beautiful spread of songs to play. I say we go for the next four here.
Sure, yeah.
Would you like to introduce your first choice?
Yes. So the one I have is a short one, but a good one. It's called Alicia Keys by Ayo Lee, produced by Fear Dorian, off of the new album A Dog's Chance.
Yeah.
With Polo Perks as well.
Yeah, shout out Polo Perks.
For real.
Yeah.
This album is just so fun. I think it's such a great summer vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, the first time I heard it, it was just...
Yeah, even like the single comes to mind, Ricky Eats Acid.
I was listening to that all the time when it came out.
It's so fun. Yeah, it's just amazing. after that, we will have one of my recent favorites, kind of an unserious but really beautiful song, I Will Always Serve You by Skinny Boy CJ.
This one's nuts.
It's absolutely nuts. It's a little like blasphemous to me, but like in a really like funny and good way that's kind of like healthy for the world.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And then
we all need something like this.
You've got...
What do I have? I have Two Definitions by DJ Isaac and Pagan. It's a Gabber banger. I've been listening to this like on repeat lately.
We'll be reaching some Gabber hardcore territory tonight, as is the case with Andres.
Yes, sir. That's been my jam recently.
And then for the last song on our little cluster, we have Pop It, which is the new single from Ukrainian rapper Klonex, who I have a sort of interesting relationship with. He's kind of like drained a little bit. He's like a little bit bladey, but also a little bit like too pop for bladey. And also he's Ukrainian and raps in Ukrainian, and I've learned a few things about like Ukraine and like the culture there. All of the YouTube comments on his videos say like these are the songs of the war, which I think is like a really
that's
like
a crazy soundtrack,
interesting sentiment. Because it's like sometimes it's like just like kind of generic rage music. But I like the new single. There's a little like Jersey Club influence. I'm glad.
Oh, really?
It's interesting that like, it's not surprising, but it's interesting that like Jersey Club rhythms have made it to Ukraine.
All the way to Ukraine.
Because like things travel so fast now, but I hope it's like helping the Ukrainian people with like feeling better, I guess. They've taken a lot.
Power them through.
Yeah.
The people of New Jersey have been, I don't know, they have a tenacious spirit.
Exactly. And everyone can learn from that a little. Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's just get right into it. This, again, is Alicia Keys by Ayo Lee and Fear Dorian off A Dog's Chance.
Skinny boy, nigga. Hey, what you gonna do, twin?
So
I just caught me a little play. I just want everybody, all my customers to know this. All my clientele.
That I will always serve you. The drugs I will serve you. I'm 3-5.
Some
she shake for a team. Always feel free to refer to a free. Yo, spread the word, trap that on me, flock of birds. Pop out dog shit, drop a turd. World Star Mission, call for perks. They said twin just get a job. I said hell nah, that don't keep the lights on. Need a lawyer for my little one, come through spraying shit like lights on. Bitch on the scale, come find Nemo. We like to text them unknown people. Split the profit with my Negro. Uber black truck, pick up free codes. Hit your line, I know you need more. I harass all of my clients. Meet in public, dealing private. Just smell the shit, you like you buy it. This shit going hell, you on autopilot. Serving kids, don't let mama find it. Pockets fat, don't got a diet. Make the J's wanna start a riot. 12 hit the spot, we make the fish fry. Flush it down the toilet. Any runs gon' have you bit high and hook with paranoia. Quarterback, I throw the play. Want your quarterback, no refunds today. Beat down the trap, gon' find us a way. And I text on the 7, I gotta get paid. Yeah. Zapack in, yeah. That be him, yeah. I can make some shit shake for a team. Always feel free to refer to a free. Yo, spread the word, trap that on me, flock of birds. Pop out dog shit, drop a turd. World Star Mission, call for perks. That I will always serve. I got what you need. I got what you need. The drugs I will serve.
We'll be right back. know who J. Cole next.
But not a sand and ice in the night. Lay the pills in my windsock, trying to feel right. Pop, pop, and that is it.
All right. Oh, wait. There we go. Got nice. The mics on right. Yeah. There we go. That was our last couple songs.
That was wonderful.
That was honestly wonderful. I had a great time listening to all of those and would do
likewise.
It again in a heartbeat. Yeah. I really do. I was listening to that Clonex song on my break at work today.
Really?
I was sitting in the park listening to that right shortly before I ran into you. And it was, I was like having a great time. I was like, wow, this song's actually kind of great.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. And I sort of have like a detachment from a lot of his stuff because a lot of it, like, I can't tell if it's good or if like the novelty of it being like kind of drain music by like a Ukrainian guy is with pink dreads, is like, I don't know what, who calls the shots, you know? But yeah. Anyways, I think that's a great song. I'm
yeah,
putting
that's
my
some good bounce,
yeah
like,
official like stamp of like
approval.
Good song. Yeah,
I agree.
Anyways, I figure we'll do another four songs for y'all, and this one will be starting with an Andreas selection once again.
That's me. Well, I've been getting to the other sort of hardcore as well, mostly Nails lately. So we have
nice.
This song called God's Cold Hands.
Good stuff.
I forget what album it's off. Abandon All Life.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's good.
Nice. Yeah, and then just, sorry.
No, yeah. It's just hard, fast, like...
Yeah.
That's basically, like, the album is just, like, one-minute songs, you know, as
yeah.
in true hardcore fashion.
I think I might have heard a Nails song on your show
probably
before.
I've played
yeah,
a few.
Yeah, and I liked it. Are they American? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think, like, American hardcore is just, like, it's kind of goated. Like, it's I think that punk got better when it came to the States. And
as opposed to like British,
like British
or what?
Yeah, yeah. I it's like only like a contrarian opinion if like you're old, I think, because my dad gets really like upset when I say that, but different times, you know.
Yeah.
I think like I like when it's a little hard and fast, you know, like that's how I like
that's my whole vibe.
Guitar
like,
music
that's
yeah.
why I like Nails so much.
Yeah, and then yeah, after that I'm following that up with one of the more recent hits of the day, and by hits I mean like a song that's gone like triple platinum
in
like,
your headphones.
Yeah, in my headphones, and also like on like kind of like annoying parts of Twitter. Not annoying in like a neutral
yeah.
way, in like a
I know what you mean.
Black and Tan by YT and Lancey Foe.
Banger.
Yeah, the music video for it was like doing it was making waves because like
yeah, cause it was throwing it back to like those like Apple kind of like aesthetics
yeah.
that they used in the commercials.
Like they were calling it like Frutiger Urban or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's like
I don't know
the
if it's
actual
a real thing,
term
but
for it or not, but like yeah, that's
like the 2000s
kind of
yeah.
were saying. Yeah.
yeah.
And then for the track after that,
we have Wanted by Namasenda. This is awesome, like PC music.
Yeah.
Like hard style kind of inspired one.
For sure.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm following that with a little bit of kind of hyper poppy stuff. A song that I've not been able to get enough of, Petty by Sisters Organ. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what the deal is with this group, but I think I found them on like Rate Your Music, because like I'm a real finder. Yeah.
And, I think that's a good place.
Yeah, I have my places where I search on there for new stuff, and I found that, and it's just like kind of like raucous hyper pop.
I'm excited.
Fun stuff.
I don't know though.
Yeah, I don't think many do, but like I don't know how I got there. Anyways, this is God's Cold Hands by Nails.
Let's go.
Thank you. one there, forgot it again. No one's in the world, baby, make my name trend. Let's be honest, it's within the stars, so we'll fly like a comet. Call me beauty, I do what I want, so you never lose it. Zero to 100, anything you wanted, you just know that I've done it. I ride on my own, I'll never pick up the phone. Don't call me on my roll on, out to burst like a chicken cherry cola.
All right. We're back on the mic.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, there does come a time in every great radio show where we got to read a PSA, so I'm going to do that really fast. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That was effective.
That's all we got. Don't drink and drive, though. But true. We don't need to tell you that. You don't need to hear it from us. We're two goons on the radio. Anyways, hope y'all enjoyed those last couple songs.
I know I sure did.
I thought that that Namasenda song was awesome.
It was incredible.
I think I need to listen to more of her stuff, because, like,
honestly, same. That's
I've seen
the only one
the album cover of her with the gun, like, years, and just haven't listened. And I've liked what I've heard. She makes some big songs, like not quite massive, because, like, massive is a different connotation. But
within some, like, big this songs. Side of the internet.
Yeah, yeah. like the waveforms are, like, thick, you know.
You mean that, like, that
I mean it in, like, many ways, but it's not like massive, because, like, it can't be, like, massive is, it denotes, like, a certain type of
that's like a UK term.
I can't call, like, I can't call a song that's, like, slow massive. I feel like it's got to be, like,
it's gotta be a little
punch to
it, drum and bassy, perhaps.
Yeah, so we've got four more songs queued up for y'all that we will introduce.
What we got?
This time we'll be beginning with one of my picks, perhaps my favorite song of the year, Westfield by John Eno featuring James Messiah and Kibo, three incredible artists linked up, two of whom, no disrespect to Kibo, but John Eno and James Messiah are two of my favorite, like, people doing creative things in the world. But yeah, let it be known also, yeah, we covered John Eno in Melisma long before this song came out.
Who did that?
It was me.
of course it was.
It was for the Rising Artist column in the fall. And then he dropped this album just in May. And it's probably it might be my favorite album of the year.
Ooh, I'm excited for this, though.
And we've also got some more new music.
Yes, sir. We have the new New Jeans song, Supernatural. I think the beat is super fun. It has a little, like, repeating little, like, vocal sample that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think they've missed yet, honestly.
Yeah, I haven't heard this one yet.
In my humble opinion.
But I've loved everything they've done so far. I mean, like, I feel like I didn't even hear the whole EP they did, but like Super Shy and ETA went, like, triple platinum in the streets. As we know, those two were both just major hits to me. And to everyone, they were just like, everyone loved those songs. Everyone still loves those songs. So I'm
just
excited
feel good
to hear.
Music.
Yeah, I'm very excited to hear Supernatural. And then after that, I have a little Baltimore club for y'all, because I've been listening to a lot of that.
I need to get into that.
It's amazing. Rump by Rod Lee, from Volume 1, Operation Startup. Rod Lee is one of the rare cases of, like, an old DJ who has, like, mixes on streaming. He has, like...
Like, fully, like, hour-long mixes.
Yeah, he has, like, Volume 1, 2, 3, 4. I think one of them's missing, like, 4 is missing, but then, like, 5, 6, 7. And it's just, like, hour-long Baltimore club mixes, and it's,
that's
like,
incredible.
Raw and kind of minimal and beautiful, and, like, it's good stuff. Mm. It's really great. And I just went to Baltimore, so that's been on the mind. Big shout-out.
Incredible.
Great city.
Shout-out for sure.
And then, yeah, for our last song
of
this
last
cluster.
Song, we have the one that's kind of been popping off on, like, social media, especially, like, Twitter.
Definitely.
We have Pizza Time by Che, a little alternative rap song.
Mm-hmm.
This one has a, like, crazy, like, beat coming up near, like, the middle.
Yeah.
And the music video also, I think, deserves a shout.
I've not heard it yet, but I've heard, like, I've heard about it, and I've, like, taken it in without actually hearing it, which is, like, kind of indicative of how much time I spend doing things that are probably less productive than, like, going outside or reading a book. But that's life, you know, we can't do it all.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So
I
much
suppose
music,
we'll,
not enough time.
Yeah, we'll get it cracking with Westfield by John Eno.
Let's get it.
And we'll be back with you shortly.
Yeah, she came in a heli, handsome. I think I'm done with this beanie. Really, it's just me, this K and me. I just did two lines in Westfield, now I might pop me a bean. I didn't want me an in-between. She just got a panini, she's getting too needy. Might get you a 125, might get you a Fiat 5. And that thing just gave me life.
I don't care if it's me on the side.
Yeah, man, I out here doing lines in Westwood. I'm a mad team. Trust me. Hold tight my North London crew, South London crew, East London crew, West London crew. All the man them, all the gal them. Yeah. You know, we've just been wilding out since like 2010. We've got absolutely no intention of stopping. The shit's been crazy. The shit will still be crazy.
Life is a bitch. One bunting, yeah. The game is boss man's fridge. The coldest ones will stay at the back. I got coke and Henny in my cup. I got both my America cups. On the Great Western Rail with drugs. Coming like someone sent us cunt. Quay like the pool when the oldest say, let me get one touch. Gorgeous ones. Got Bourneville and an Estee Crunch. I was Northwest like MK Dons. She want red bottoms, yeah, say none. I let her wear my SK shots. Virgil told me best play dumb. Love spill tea when they take you for mug. Blood, the template's fucked. The quest unlocked, it came in clutch. I'm a Veronica, a Veronica. I ain't leaving this place untouched. I'm with drones in the 40 shrubs. Could have been by the eye for the eye. I left yard with 40 books. That was enough for the time of my life.
Hold tight my international crew as well. All my crew out of London, out of UK. It's that Friday night feeling. Saturday night feeling. Do you know what? Even a Sunday night feeling. Or you're just out on road. Don't know what time you're getting home. Ain't even trying to go home. I'm trying to stay at yours. Sounds of Jornino right now, you're done though. Yeah, turn up this one. Yeah.
the script for the rump. Feeling the script for the rump. But I gotta get in mine, so scream my mo and let me hear ya holler. But I gotta get in mine, so scream my mo and let me hear ya holler. But I gotta get in mine, so scream my mo and let me hear ya holler. But I gotta get in mine, so scream my mo and let me hear ya holler. But I gotta get in mine.
All right.
Let's go.
I hope y'all liked that those ones, because I sure did too.
That was a good block.
Yeah. I am adding the last song of our puzzle that we're putting together.
It's a last minute audible.
Yeah, a last minute audible, but we're all good. And we have, instead of four songs, we have six songs, and then we'll sign out, I reckon. Maybe we'll have to come on and say our like little tag between, or I don't know when the time is. It doesn't matter.
5 minutes before.
Or 5 minutes after. So I think we have a long enough window. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
We have some long songs now, unlike the like 2 minute like hyper attention span type songs.
We're kicking it back to the old school.
That we are. First off, would you like to introduce?
What do we even have? Is it the Undercover Anarchist?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm throwing in another like hardcore gabber song.
For sure.
But this is Yeah 9 by Undercover Anarchist, pseudonym of DJ Roughneck, one of my favorites. This
legend.
Is like the first alias he used when he started like releasing stuff under like Roughneck Records.
Yeah.
And this one's nuts. It has a really like off kilter, sort of like acid-y kind of melody.
Nice.
And it just sort of like builds up throughout the track. Yeah. And it's incredible.
And if you're wondering about DJ Roughneck and his aliases,
you can read
about it on melismamagazine.com.
That's right. Tap into the physical, issue.
The physical issue. If you want, find me. Yeah. Ask me to borrow my copy. As long as you give it back, I'll let you read it. There's some great writing in there. But yeah,
from you as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I wrote about Saya XO as my rising artist, which I think I could have chose a better rising artist in retrospect. But
in the heat of the moment, it felt right.
Yeah, in the moment, it did feel right. I was listening to a lot of jerk rap in January. It was jerk January. Anyways, continuing. My song, I'm sort of veering away from the kind of crazy rap stuff that I've been playing into hyper pop and to a little bit of IDM, if you will. There's one of the best, like, or not best, but like most prolific and notable IDM artists was this guy who went by Music.
Which
like makes me mad because you can't name yourself Music and like release music.
But it's
music.
Like the Mu symbol.
Yeah, it's the Mu symbol and like ZIQ. But it annoys me. I think it's annoying that like you can't name yourself Music.
Like I am Music.
Yeah, I am Music.
Like the forthcoming
Playboy Cardi album that will never come out. Yeah, I am Music. But the first song from his record Lunatic Harness, Brace Yourself, Jason, which it's kind of when I first listened to that album maybe in sometime in high school. And I was so like confused and bewildered by it, but it just like kind of clicked with me like over the years as I began to know more about experimental music. Like, oh, it's just like if Boards of Canada made like kind of drum and bass and like chopped up the breaks a little bit. It's like, it's kind of like there's a little like jungle influence. It's kind of cool.
I could get on board with that.
Yeah, yeah. You'll hear it. It's kind of like, it's fun. Anyways, after that, we'll follow that with a little bit of...
I don't even remember what I suggested.
Oh, it was the Osama Sun song.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
A new collab between everyone's favorite rising rap artist, Osama Sun and Netspend.
And Netspend.
With Withdrawals, produced by a great producer named OK. He does quite a few of the Netspend beats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
When I first heard that 2024 freestyle, I was like, who produced this?
Oh, that was...
I need to know who
that
this
is. That was a great tune.
That's
I
a
love
great
that.
Beat.
Yeah.
So I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, I get excited whenever OK does anything.
Absolutely. I also just realized that it's like, just not really realized, but like I just, now I'm getting confirmation that it's Osama Sun and not Osa Mason.
Because
I kind of thought his name was like Mason or something. But I see now on Spotify his name is capitalized Osama Sun. After that, I have another banger. Well, not really banger. It's kind of a melancholic banger. King Troop by Young Thug. I've been listening to his album, I'm Up, which notably has F Cancer, a classic song, in which Young Thug stood up against cancer.
Unlike J. Cole.
Notably, in that first Saw Baby song we played, described cancer as an op, which it is. We're anti-cancer.
I agree with
that. We do not support cancer.
Yeah.
And then after that...
Lastly for me, I chose to go with You Like Music, the titular track off of Death Dynamic Shroud and Galen Tipton's collaborative album.
Yeah.
And yeah, this whole album has like a sort of deconstructed kind of vibe, which I think you'd like.
I think you sent me the song, actually,
I did like it. Yeah.
Galen Tipton notably collaborated with Clonex. In the past.
That's right, you did mention that to me.
Yeah, they did a single together earlier this year, I think. It was like not one of the Clonex songs I like really. Because there's like a camp of like ones I like, ones I don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. And then I'm gonna finish it out, round it out for the evening, with one of the best songs ever, plain and simple. Boufalé by Saw Baby. I can't get enough of it. I never can. No one ever can, because it's incredible. It's amazing, and it's like it's peak Saw Babyism from his record Do It For Demon, which I've been thinking about a lot, and I sort of want to like try to write something about it, but I don't know how I can put the words together, you know, because it's like a very serious album about like his friend who died, but he also raps about like really weird sex stuff mostly, but also like how he wants to like kill people because his friend died, and it's very like it's not like a mature album at all, but like it's like a little dark in a way, but it's also full of like bars about like weird freaky sex, and that's like Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that on the air, but it's safe harbor.
You'll get away with it.
No kids listening right now. I tell you what. Anyways, we'll just get it started, and then we'll maybe hop back on the mic at the end to do some closing remarks.
Sounds good.
With Ya 9 by Undercover Anarchist.
Let's go.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.